Seton Motley, the president of Less Government, says you want more jobs and a freer and fairer global trade? You want less government. Mr. Motley, I've been saying that for years.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Fine, thank you very much. Yeah, I wrote 2 weeks ago on the domestic side, and I've kind of exerted it again this week, and it's fun now with Obama and the Democrats trying to punish companies for hiding their money, you know, very reasonably not investing their money in this climate, saying the same thing we wrote about 2 weeks ago. Basically, domestically, we have the highest corporate tax rate in the world, in the industrialized world, and the regulatory cost of compliance was $1.8 trillion last year. $1.8 trillion. The entire economy is $13 trillion. And $2 trillion was wasted with what Mark Stein calls the Department of Compliance. You know, if we're going to beat these companies up with taxes and regulation, we should at least have the decency to not act surprised when they get up and leave. And that's what they've done, because they have customers they want to give cheaper goods and services to, and as shareholders they have to, you know, make profits for. And all of that says, okay, the regulatory and tax climate here stinks, we're going overseas. So our domestic stupid policy has been at least equaled by our international trade policy. And the two go hand in hand. You know, you look at, for instance, we've been trying for 80 years now to kill the stupid farm bill, right?
Sure.
You know, they have subsidies and taxes and tariffs and all this stuff. Well, in the 30s, that was just stupid local policy. As the global trade market developed, it became dumb international policy, because other companies saw what we were doing to our farm sector and started doing it to theirs. So it becomes a trade war. When people, there's no such thing as a trade war. If people and people, you know, one country's people and another country's people are trading, that's not a war, that's commerce. Trade wars start when governments get involved, when they start imposing taxes and subsidies and tariffs. Because then the other governments go, well, if they're going to do it, we're going to do it. And it just becomes this regulatory arms race up the scale. So what we need to do is, rather than imposing more government, which is the Democrats' proposed alleged solution, what we need to do is sit down with these other countries and say, okay, you get rid of that tariff, we'll get rid of this tariff. You get rid of that subsidy, we'll get rid of that subsidy. And start peeling back to a freer market, which existed once upon a time, I guess before an actual global market existed, you know, when we were still mainly a domestic trading partner.
Seton Motley joins us here. He's the president of Less Government. I look at General Motors in Mexico and other corporations that are moving globally because they can get cheaper labor, the like. Why does our government make it so difficult for us to do business within our own country?
That's the leftist model, is to ramp up government intervention in everything. You know, you've got this fight now over the minimum wage to increase it $3 an hour when people are already having trouble keeping jobs here in the first place. And, you know, low-skilled jobs have been pushed down for 40 or 50 years by illegal immigration. And rather than addressing the causes, look, the solution to government isn't more government. And that's the Democrat solution. And we've been playing that game for, you know, the government sticks its toe in a sector, which, of course, screws up the sector a little bit. So they say, okay, the solution to that screw-up is more of us, when they were the cause, when they were the original sin in the first place. So we've done this for a century now, going back to Woodrow Wilson, increasing government intervention in every single sector, and it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. And then you wake up at 2014 and say, gee, we have the highest corporate tax rate, we have $2 trillion a year in regulatory compliance, and we can't figure out why nobody wants to open a business here. And so what we got to do is we got to stop listening to the Democrats. We got to stop listening to the crony socialist big government Republicans and get back to an actual constitutionally delimited government where the states and the localities make more of the decisions. That will open up the job market. That will open up the trade market.
Speaking with Seton Motley here on Steve Gruber's show, president of Less Government. Seton, I bang my head. I come from a family that is very Democrat. I'm I'm the Alex B. Caton, if you will, of my family. Yeah. I am such the opposite, because I look at bigger government, I look at minimum wages being raised for minimally skilled people, entry-level positions that are meant for high school students and people entering the workforce, and these people cannot understand that cost of living will go up, jobs will decrease because an employer cannot fund these higher costs, and also right. with Affordable Care Act being more of a tax, it seems, on being imposed on us, I'm a little frustrated that more government is the answer.
Well, the minimum wage thing, well, the people that deny that minimum wage will cost jobs are so economically illiterate or just lying. I mean, look, you purchase labor just like you purchase any other product for your company. If the government came in to and into the hamburger sector and said you have to pay $1 a hamburger bun, well, that means one of two things: either they're going to buy less hamburger buns, or they're going to charge more for the hamburgers. That's the only two things they can do. Same thing with labor. If you say we're going to artificially increase what you pay for labor, they can do one of two things: raise the lower the number of people they hire, or raise the cost of the stuff they sell to pay the wages. That's so rudimentary. It's another demonstration of the government schools failing us miserably.
Well, that's the school issue. Failing us is another topic altogether. Voting, we know, can change some things to eliminate some of the government, eliminate some of the wasteful spending going on. But when we look at somebody that's got a year and a half left on his term, what can we do in the meantime?
Yeah, well, you just got to keep, you got to put pressure on them. Look, I think more important than term limits is ending gerrymandering. Because what you're witnessing now, this internal fighting in the Republican Party, is the result of, in part, of, well, one, the big government Republicans not doing what they're supposed to be doing in the party platform, but two, gerrymandering. They've made so many districts that are 70% or more Democrat and 70% or more Republican that they don't have to worry about the opposite party beating them in a general election. They're much more concerned about getting beat by a Tea Party candidate in the primary. So this is of their own doing. They created all these Republican-safe districts and then wonder why, when they act like Democrats, they're getting challenged by conservative Republicans. So we need to end gerrymandering in some form or fashion, and then you'll get back to an actual climate where people can actually get along and make compromise decisions. And I'm not a big fan of compromise, but let's be realistic. It took us a century to get here. You can't turn the Titanic on a dime. We got to take some time and start rolling this back.
Seton Motley, appreciate you joining us here. President of Less Government.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Less government, something I very, very agree completely. Less hands in the soup, less things to go wrong. I know, I feel like the preacher and you are the choir and vice versa. But getting others to listen and understand, that is a task.